You have doctors, nurses. You also need to have HSCPs. It's like a three-legged stool. You have social and social care workers, and they're very useful, obviously, for ensuring that assessments are done. Therapists, such as dietitians or physios, speech and language, occupational therapists, they keep people well at home, particularly older people. The final part of health and social care professionals are those who provide diagnostics and treatments like radiographers. When people present to an A&E, it should just be for an emergency and they need admission. And we see that outside of Dublin, about a quarter of all patients that present to A&E need admission. So we know they're there for a reason. But if you look at how you might get somebody out of hospital, early supported discharge, getting your patient home, making sure that they're okay. The reason that they can't be released from hospital is generally because the services aren't there to support them.
Would that involve further investment in local primary care centres, for example, so people can have somewhere closer to home where they can receive regular treatment, or extending home health care as well?
It is. I mean, it's all about keeping people happy and healthy at home. And, you know, we know that the three areas that keep us healthy in general are, you know, that we have exercise, that we have good diet, and that we have social connectedness. And all of those things can be provided by health and social care professionals. And if you have a primary care team operating out of a primary care centre, you actually need everybody to make sure that the patient gets the full service.